Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Sorry about the hiatus. Sometimes life happens, things get in the way, and all that kind of thing. So, apologies. It does happen now and again. Can't believe how fast the time goes anyway. Mental. So, yeah, basically just an update on my organic outreach. Basically, I was having a bit of shiny object syndrome. Where I was trying to do a bit of get my Facebook ad account back, do a bit of do more on the solo ads, but I don't want to roll down the solo ad strategy, something long term. And yeah, I was looking at a bit of YouTube as well, so I'm just focusing on the organic strategy. Had a little break over the last couple of days because family members are up, so just been managing that really. I've been what I found was really taking up so much time as well that I kind of stopped recording, as I would spend like 3 hours a night just trying to add 25 friends, maybe sometimes only like 15, from groups like affiliate marketing for beginners, these kind of things, because of that, well, that's the kind of people I'm looking for. And the problem with that is all these spammy people, and it takes you like 10 minutes to find somebody that's actually worth adding. And you go on some of them, they've got pictures of like, entrepreneurs, and then it's like you go on and you see the comment. You can't sometimes you can't see comments. I mean, these are red flags. You can't see any comments, or they black out their cover picture, or sometimes if it's like a picture of them. And then their cover photo is like a picture of them. And if it's just too polished and professional, sometimes it's off-putting. Especially if you've got no comments. Sometimes you go into the comments and it's like some, like an entrepreneurial guy. And then you go on and it's like from, say, America or something. They'll have it like, University of America or something like that sometimes as well. But you go on and you'll scroll a few photos along and it'll be a completely different person. It'll be somebody in a completely different country, and like somewhere like Africa or something like that, for example, quite a lot. And or you see it and it'll be like, an American, just a bog standard American guy who's white, and the name on it will just be like, hold on a minute, it just doesn't quite ring true. Let's see if it is true. And it never tallies in, so I just avoid people like that. And it's like, I know things like I seen one, it was like, oh, a university in Britain, but the photos were again a bit skeptical. It was a lady in a family, and I'm like, well, all the photos look like they're taken in America. I know what streets look like in the UK versus what they look like in America. So things like that put me off. And you don't add people like that because they're just spammers, waste of time mostly. Just spamming links all over the place. So I've just been, it's just been a big learning curve. So I've been leaving those groups. I've been adding groups like, ClickFunnels, like what softwares are people using? That are my dream 100, like things like ClickFunnels, like they'll go through, and it's a lot easier to find the kind of people you're after. And a lot of people saying, no, I'm not an affiliate marketer, I'm using it for my business or whatever, health and beauty. And that's fine, you always get that, but every day you always get somebody that says, yeah, they're starting out in affiliate marketing, etc. And those are the people that you need to spend time on, and ask deeper questions and all those kind of things, as opposed to, just talking everyday stuff about, oh, where you're from. I mean, obviously that's important, but if you're speaking to that about somebody that's not interested in affiliate marketing, it's a waste of time, and your time's precious, so you can't really be doing all that. The group I'm in, I posted some of the conversations I've had, because I've had mixed results. Some of them that I thought I was doing really well, no one was interested in the book. But one of the things is like technobabble, talking about, traffic and solo ads and, your funnel and, CPA, all that sort of stuff. You need to really dull it down, because people that are starting out might not be aware of that kind of thing. It might put them off, or they might not gain clarity from it. So you've got to really focus on that, and say, if you have to use that word, say it's like, traffic. It's that's getting people in to click into your funnel. Simple as. Sometimes I don't ask as open questions that really evoke a sort of deeper meaning to the full extent, and sometimes it's been a yes no answer, which is kind of started to kill or take control away from the conversation that I have, things like that. Really trying to understand where they're coming from, why they haven't done this, that, the next thing. And it's all very new, and a lot of people ask a lot of different things and come up, like, always throw me off, and I find it difficult to try and get them back onto track. So that's just sort of something I'm going to be working on and reporting back to. And I've been sometimes a bit too eager to talk about the book a bit too early, etc. So I think that, might not form a strong bond first. So, yeah, I think I just need to just keep practicing and get there. So, yeah, any questions about your progress, let me know and we can discuss. Awesome.